greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, we have our being. And we continue on at such a time as this, according to God's plan and purpose, to do His good will, His good pleasure, because this whole thing is His bat, His ball, His, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Never forget that. Despite what the worlders and the squatters of this world would try to make you believe with their PR machine, this whole thing belongs to God. This is His thing, not theirs. This is His purposes, not theirs. This is ultimately going to be His agenda that manifests, not theirs. His agenda and not theirs. You've got to know and you've got to understand that, because it's very, very important. Because they have plans. The worlders have all kinds of plans. They always have had plans. But your plans, what is that old statement? If you want to make God laugh, tell Him your plans. Their plans and their ideas are all, they all come to naught. You know, it's amazing to read things that are out there, things that are published, and to see the mindset that the worlders have and the detachment that they have from reality, from truth, from what this is. You know, I mean, people that are trying to stay, that want to, for example, want to live forever. In what? In this frame of mind, of this context, they want to download themselves into something, put themselves into some altered state so they can continue on, not realizing that it's not even them anymore. It's just a copy of their consciousness. Now it's, you know, we're getting to that place of, you know, where the worlders really do go nuts, because the light comes in, and as the light continues to come in, and the darkness has nowhere to go, they go nuts. See, this is something in John 17, when Jesus said, "Look, this is the verdict. Light," or actually John 16, you carry on from, everybody knows John 3:16. That's where I'm trying to get to. John 3:16, everybody knows, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." But verse 17, we got to keep going. "But this is the verdict." You know, they didn't want the light. They didn't come into the light. Men wanted the darkness. And they chose the darkness because their deeds were evil. So now this is what we're dealing with in this world. The difference, though, is that now, as the light continues to increase and flood everywhere and flood everything, and everything is... See, when the light comes on, you see what's there. When the light comes on, you know what's there. You go into a dark room, you have no idea. You don't know what makes you stumble and fall in that room. You have no idea. Was it a chair? Was it a table? Was it a... You can guess. Was it something that was left on the floor? Was it marbles? You don't know what knocked you over. It's dark. But when you flip the lights on, you can see. When the lights come in, everything's exposed. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Now what? So the worlders are coming apart because things are seen now that was never seen and known before. Things are out there now that they'd never wanted to come out. There's secrets that are part of their power. There's power in secrets. And when those secrets are exposed, they lose their power. You know, in their whole world of blackmail, well, what happens when all the files are dumped out and released? They can't blackmail anybody because it's already out there. It's common knowledge. Now what? Now what do you do? So, you know, it is definitely interesting times. So we see and we know that. We see and we know and we understand that much. We live in incredible, interesting times. You know, a snapshot of what's going on right now, because who knows when you guys will hear this or listen to this. If the censors have their way, this won't reach the light of day, but you know, somehow I've always noticed that these audios reach whomever they're actually supposed to reach, which is fine by me. You know, God's instruction to us, just look, all we have to do is just obey. The results are in His hands. And you know, that's very freeing. That's very freeing when you don't need a certain number of counts on your audios or on your videos or on your posts or whatever it may be. It's very freeing when you can do things as in obedience as unto God and not to please man and not for the validation of man. It's incredibly freeing. You know, and I mean, it is a bit annoying when you see the worlders do what they do. And you know, try using the hashtag Jesus. See where that gets you. try using the hashtag pray. See where that gets you. Where your posts end up. Well, what do you think? If you're in an area where you're surrounded by worlders and Satanists and people that are on that other side, you think that they want those platforms and those things to be used to get out the gospel and to get out the truth and set people free and for that knowledge to be known? No. No. They got no issue with porn going out. They got no issue with acts of violence and people having their heads cut off by terrorist organizations, all that kind of stuff. Boy, that stays up there. That carries on. But when it comes to the gospel and the truth, they will work as hard as they can to crush that light. You know, I don't know if sometimes some of you guys don't, if you don't realize how some of the censorship works. I had some people that I knew that produced some really good videos. And very good content. Short videos just explaining, like, you know, here's what Jesus Christ did on the cross for you. Here's the sacrifice that He made. Here's how this applies to you, how this applies to your life. Short videos, excellent material. And what happens is when those things start to go viral, because people share it around, this is good, something good to know, oh, but this could really bless somebody, as soon as they start seeing that, what happens inside these companies is, as soon as something reaches a certain level of traction, it comes up on a radar. You know, if this is just 2-3 views for, you know, somebody's home video of a cat, nobody cares. But as soon as that thing starts getting some traction, now it comes up on a radar. And if the machines that are already being pre-programmed to set the parameters for what people can see and know, if they already know, here's certain keywords that don't fly, here's certain content that doesn't go forward, then that thing gets squashed. Then you got humans that also just maybe don't like that content. They don't want that content. So then they know, this is something I don't want to go any further. Or you'll get somebody that's random, that's an outsider from the company but hates the truth, and they will raise fictitious claims to get a piece of information flagged or taken down. You know, copyright infringement, I've seen that one used against people when it's all their own original material. Go figure. But whatever it is, and, you know, when you break that link, people don't send around a broken link anymore. It just stops and dies. And even if you make and repost the exact same video again, well, people that have seen it once, they're not going to watch it again, and they're probably not going to pass it on again. You can just, and they just keep that drill going. They keep that thing from going forward, from going out there, from getting out to the people. They stop it. So this is why it is important, even if you don't do the best job at all, but just to try to, as much as possible, develop your own properties, your own platforms, your own messages, your own messaging boards, your own ways of getting things out. Don't rely on third-party service providers. Third-party service provider is the YouTube, is the Facebook, is the Twitter, is the Instagram, is these institutions. Don't rely on those to carry the message, because those aren't places that are friendly to the message. Early days, they allowed a lot of stuff to go out for the reason of reaching critical mass with their customer base, or with their user base, I should say, because you're not the customer, you're the product. They sell your data. So you're not the customer, you're the product, but to reach critical mass in the user base. Now they're turning the thumbscrews and you're starting to see who's who and what's what. So just an encouragement in these kind of next rounds of things that will go on, as much as possible, try to use your own platforms, try to put things out in your own way, communicate directly with people that you need to communicate with. Don't rely on these other things, because they're not going to be friendly towards you. There may very well just come a point where the plug is pulled entirely, unless you want to play ball a certain way. So good to start detoxing a bit from that. Oh, and also too, as much as possible, take these apps off of your phones and use, if you're going to use those platforms, try to use them through a web browser. And the reason is the apps are, not only are they harvesting your data, but these apps are also being used to program you. And they program you through your dopamine and your serotonin responses. And that's why these pings that come up and these little notifications, they just get you scattered. They get you to a place where you're constantly just they're designed on purpose to get you to just like Pavlov's dogs that salivated whenever he rang the bell and put it with food. You know, they're getting you programmed for a particular response. And the better thing is to realize that that's what they're doing and to detox yourself. If you can do cold turkey, great. Oh, but just slow but surely start taking control of your mind space and your attention. You know, it's you want to be mindful of your attention, because that is, you have, wherever you put attention is what grows. Wherever you put your mind space, that's what's going to have power. So if you remove your attention and your mind space from them, they lose their power. So that's why they work so hard to keep there in front of you and in front of your mind. Some of this stuff, like these mobile tools, they're incredible. I mean, right now, I'm recording and publishing to you guys on my phone. You know, I mean, and I'm able to cut the audios and do everything so much faster than I ever could before. And the sound quality is decent. People have given good feedback on all of this. I can't, you know, it's cut the time that it's taken to do these audios in half from what it used to be, when I used to have to record, put it into the machine, run it through a sound editing software, bookend it with a little bit of music just to give an intro and outro, you know, do the compression for the right audio fit for audios and not for music. You know, all that took time. Whoa. And sorry about that. All that took time. And now, just cutting all that down, it's it's really helped a lot. So there are tools out there, but you've got to be deliberate about what you do and how you do it. So stop being a passive consumer of whatever people are throwing at you, and take hold of your conscious thought process, your time, your energy, and your attention. So scripturally, set your heart on things above, store up your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust does not where thieves don't break in and steal, moth and rust doesn't destroy. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are that whole scripture set. Lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Think on these things. Yeah, put your attention where you're going to get a return that's kingdom related and worthwhile. Because the world is trying to take your attention into its thing to build its stuff. You know, the company of Facebook and all of its billions of dollars of value, it would be worth zero tomorrow if everybody removed their attention from it. That entire product, that entire company relies on you giving your attention to it. Everything that it is would stop tomorrow if you removed your attention from it. Do you realize how powerful your attention is? Do you realize how valuable your attention is? You may not realize it, but they do. And they cash in on it every day. So be deliberate. And once you start taking back your space, your attention, your mindset, if you start doing that, you're going to start realizing you free it up for other things. You're freeing it up for the Word. You're freeing it up for your interactions with other people. You're freeing it up for that thing that God wants you to do. So, snapshot in time. Sorry, I diverted a little bit, but where we are right now, I started talking about censorship. So the coronavirus is starting to, they're in the first couple of weeks of all of that. Questions about the actual death toll in China. They've tried to do a lockdown there. We'll see what kind of containments actually happened. Big questions about the actual source of it. I'm sure there are people that have the technical expertise and the facilities to determine whether this is a man-made virus, which there's a lot of things that suggest that it is. And if so, whoever's behind that, that would be responsible for the deaths of innocent people and the mass murder of innocent people, those people should face trial and they should face justice in a functional world. The likelihood of that ever happening is probably low, but who knows? At least let's just put it on record, if this is a man-made thing, there should be justice for the men that made it. If it's man-made, there should be justice for the men that made it, and this should be exposed and brought out to the public eye. And not just left there. So, January 2020 has been absolutely incredible for the things that have actually happened and taken place. Earthquakes, plagues of locusts all over Africa and Southeast Asia, the likes that haven't been seen before. You've got deaths of superstars in accidents. You've got a cataclysmic set of events in just the first month. And that's just the first month. So, if the month of January was just the equivalent of the entire year of 2020, it would have been pretty intense. But we're just a month in, and if these are the birth pains and they are continuing to escalate, then it's going to be more. So that being the case, for the children of God, you need to rise up into your post, into your position, into your responsibilities, into what God's called you to do. Pray right now too, in Jesus' name, for your health, your healing, your wellness, your thought process, and God's plan and purpose to be manifest in your life, in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you again sometime real soon. God bless you. Bye.